Moving on now, for the first program of today, I will like to request my dear friend Maulana Imran Haji Sahib of Bolton. Maulana Imran is a graduate of the Islamic Dawah Academy, and alhamdulillah, for a number of years now he has been serving the Deen in his city town of Bolton. He is a teacher at Al Huda Academy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his khidmat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Most honorable ulama, respected brothers, elders and dearest young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he states that the final verse revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran was the verse وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, wherein which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fear the day when you will be returned to Allah. Then each and every single soul will be paid in full for that which it had earned, and they will not be wronged. The final nasiha, the final piece of advice which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to share and bring to our attention was the fact that a day is going to come when each and every single one of us will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not a single one of us will be able to move away from standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until He answers certain questions. And the summary of these questions, the crux of these questions will be that did you fulfill the purpose for why you were created? If a person spent his life fulfilling this purpose, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spending his life loving Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by spending it in their obedience, then this person will be rewarded in full by being given Jannah, wherein which he will remain forever and ever. But if a person, he spent his life not fulfilling this purpose, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decides to go against this person, then for such a person there awaits a very unpleasant abode. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when the people of Jannah will be in Jannah and the people of Jahannam will be in Jahannam, a black and white ram, like a sheep, a black and white ram will be bought and placed in front of, in between Jannat and Jahannam. then it will be said to the people of Jannah, Ya Ahlal Jannah, Hal Ta'arifuna Hada, that, O people of Jannah, do you know what this is? They will look and they will say, Na'am Hadal Maut, that yes, this is death. They will understand that this black and white ram will symbolize death. Then it will be said to the people of Jahannam, Ya Ahlan Nar, Hal Ta'arifuna Hada, O people of Jahannam, do you know what this is? They will look and they will say, Naam Hadal Maut, this is death. Then the order will be given, and this ram will be slaughtered, meaning death will be slaughtered. Then it will be said to the people of Jannah, Ya Ahlal Jannah, Khulood Fala Maut, O people of Jannah, forever and ever in Jannah, for eternity in Jannah, there is no such thing as death anymore. Then it will be said to the people of Jahannam, Ya Ahlan Nar, Khulood Fala Maut, O people of Jahannam, forever and ever in Jahannam, in the fire, Fala Maut, there is no more death. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, Law anna ahadan mata farahan, لَمَاتَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ, that if anybody could die out of happiness, the people of Jannah, when they will hear this announcement, such will be the joy that they will experience, that had it not been that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed that there is no more death, the people of Jannah would have died out of happiness. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدًا مَاتَ حُزْنًا لَمَاتَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ, that if anybody could have died out of sadness, when the people of Jahannam, they will hear this announcement, had it not been that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed that there is no more death anymore, the people of Jahannam, they would have died out of sadness and sorrow. So in this final verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message. And the message is that there is a life to come after this life, and this life is going to remain for eternity. And it is this life which is worth living for in this world. And this message is so important and so relevant because of the fact that we live in a world where we are surrounded by an invitation. And this invitation is the invitation of this world. And this world says, invites towards, that success is the success of this world. Success depends upon how much wealth a person can accumulate, and how much fame, how much power, how much social standing a person can earn in the eyes of the people. And because we are so surrounded, and this invitation has entered every aspect of our lives throughout our lives, that is why many, without even knowing, have accepted this invitation. And the acceptance of this invitation means that the love of this world has entered into the hearts. Now, one thing we need to understand is, like my respected Shaykh, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he very beautifully explains that whatever enters the heart has a direct effect on the mind. It has a direct effect on the way a person thinks. If the love of this world enters the heart, then a person, he really begins to think that success is the success of this world. And whatever a person's mindset becomes like, this translates and affects the way a person acts. Because of which this person, his whole day and life revolves around this world, the accumulation of this world. His greatest priority, his only worry and concern, his day and night, his eating, his sleeping, everything revolves around this world. And when this person's life becomes like this, then this way of life has been termed as the rat race by the people of this world. And a rat race, a person enters into this rat race, and this rat race has been defined as a way of life wherein which a person, he is caught up in a fiercely competitive struggle for wealth and power. Now, you may be thinking that to compare this way of life and people who live this kind of life, comparing them to rodents is a bit harsh. But the truth is, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, a person's worth is determined by the thing that he makes the objective of his life, the thing which he makes the priority of his life. If a person, he makes something which is precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the objective of his life, then this person also becomes precious in the eyes of Allah. And if a person, he makes something which is has no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then accordingly a person, he also loses his value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to understand that this world is not that it has a little value. It doesn't have great value, it has little value. No. This world has no value whatsoever in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to put this into perspective, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was once walking in the marketplace with the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in surrounding him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gaze fell upon a young goat, a kid with small ears. And a kid, a young goat with small ears was regarded as a defect in those times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this dead young goat, and to bring in front of the Sahaba kiram, to bring to their attention a very important lesson, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he holds this young goat. And he says to them that, who will purchase this young goat for one dirham? The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala nujma'in, they reply that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of us would even purchase this young goat for less than a dirham. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, then who will take this for free? So the Sahaba replied that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this young goat was alive, because of its defect, nobody would take it for free. Then who would possibly want to take it after it has passed away? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, فَوَاللَّهِ لَدُّنْيَا أَخْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ, that I swear to you by Allah that this, the world, is more disgraceful and seen with more contempt in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the contempt and the disgrace that you see this dead animal with. And when we say dunya, dunya refers to anything which takes a person away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the objective with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And because wealth, it plays a very great part in this, it has become a means of taking many away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why wealth is seen with not a good eye. But in actual fact, that wealth which takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not dunya, this is khair. This is a very great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wealth which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is dunya, and this is, you could say, a fitna, a very great trial for a person. And this is why dunya is seen with such contempt in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received some wealth from Bahrain. The Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, they heard about this. So they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Fajr Salah. Now this wasn't the norm, because in those days, wherever the Sahaba ikram resided in the different areas of Medina Munawwara, they would perform their Fajr Salah in their respected masajid. But this time when they heard about this wealth, they came to Masjid Nabawi. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished performing Salah, he turned around, and when he saw them, he smiled. And he said to them that, it seems as though you have heard that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has come with something from Bahrain, and you have come here to receive from this, to take from this. So they said, yes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, receive glad tidings, for very soon you will receive that which you have come for. Now first of all, here we need to understand that the Sahaba kiram coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this wealth wasn't because they had love for the world, but it was because these people, the Sahaba kiram, they were very, very poor. So they had no choice but to come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, we need to understand that there is nobody out of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is more merciful, who is more sympathetic, who has more love, who feels the pain of others more than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, indeed, it helped Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to know that his Sahaba were going through poverty. But despite this, what does he say to them? That wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum. That, oh my Sahaba, it does hurt me to know that you are suffering by means of poverty, but I swear to you by Allah, I do not fear poverty for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُبْسَتَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِتَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. But the thing that I really fear for you is when this world will spread, it will open up its riches before you, and like it did open itself before the people that came before you, and as a result of which you will begin competing with one another. You will begin vying with one another for the wealth of this world. This world will become your night and day, like it did for the people that came before you when the world was opened up before them. And when your night and day becomes this world, then فَتُهُلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ, then this wealth will destroy you the way it destroyed the people that came before you. So this is why we need to be very, very careful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that إِنَّ الْأَكْثَرِينَ هُمُ الْأَقَلُّونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Like I said, that wealth is in itself is not bad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the rich in this world, they will be poor on the day of Qiyamah. Except those people with wealth in this world who spend to their right, who spend to their left, and they spend behind them. Meaning to say they invest their wealth in the hereafter. And that is why my dear Shaykh Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he very beautifully explains that when a person finds he has wealth more than his needs, then a person should understand that this extra wealth does not belong to him, it belongs to someone else who is in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this extra wealth so that we find them, and by us being a means of making their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the opportunity to invest this wealth, to make this wealth as a means of building our own akhirah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those people who are rich, they will be poor on the day of Qiyamah, except for those people that spend, that invest this wealth in the hereafter. But what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ. That these type of people, they are very few in number. These type of people are very few in number. So we need to understand, my dear respected brothers and elders, that we have not been sent into this world to enter into the race of this world, but rather we have been sent into this world to enter into the race of the Akhirah, to enter into the race of those chosen special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin arduha ka ardi as-sama'i wal ard, who vie with one another, who compete with one another. for the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to make a decision that do we want to spend our life in the race of the akhirah or spend our life in the race of this world. And to make this decision easy for us, I would just like to leave you with one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which puts everything into perspective, which makes our decision easier, and these worries that shaitan puts into our hearts in stopping us from making the right decision, this hadith will also take away these worries. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that man kanatil akhiratu hammahu, that person who makes the objective of his life the akhirah, his greatest worry and his concern becomes the akhirah, then ja'ala Allahu ghinahu fi qalbihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the wealth of the heart. And the wealth of the heart is the contentment of the heart. Whether a person has less or whether a person has more, if he is content, then there is nobody who is more richer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this person. وَجَمَعَ لَهُ شَمْلَهُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever makes the akhirat his objective, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers his affairs, because of which he lives a life free of worries. And the best thing, وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ, you would have thought that this person who has made the akhirah his objective, he is running towards the akhirah, which means he is running away from the dunya. So you would have thought that this person receives nothing from the dunya. But we need to understand that that person who runs towards the akhirah runs away from the dunya, the dunya runs towards him, and he receives his allotted portion, amount of this world which has been destined for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with izzat and respect. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ, that person who makes this world his greatest objective, the be all and the end all of his life, his only worry and concern, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places poverty between his very eyes. Which means this person, he will always regard himself to be poor, in need. Despite having everything in this world, he will always think that he needs more. And the truth is, there is nobody who is more poor than this person. There is no greater pauper than this person, who despite having everything, he still feels he is in need of more. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ, that person who makes this world the objective of his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fills his life with worries. And the worst thing is, وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ, you would have thought that that person who turns his back from the akhirah and he runs towards the dunya, that dunya runs towards him. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is not the case. The reality is, whoever runs towards the dunya runs away from him. And he only receives from the world not a single penny more, not a single penny less, except that which has been destined for him. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we really need to take this opportunity to make a decision. And the truth is, my dear brothers, this world is not worth living for. I mean, a world where a person, he is wealthy, and then at the back of his mind there is always the fear of poverty. A person, he is healthy, at the back of his mind there is always this fear of illness. A person, he has prosperity, and there is always this fear of musibah and adversity. Happiness, pleasure, limited. Everything in this world is limited, restricted in comparison to the akhirah. No fear, no worry. everything is unlimited. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That the real life which is worth living for is the Akhirah. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if only the people knew. If only the people knew. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to make us understand now the reality of this world, and give us a tawfiq to make the decision that from now on we are going to enter into the race of those people who have made the akhirat the objective of their life. And for this, my dear respected brothers and elders, just two things: the remembrance of death, because the love of this world is an intoxication, it is a nasha. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. That excessively remember that thing which destroys pleasures, that thing which makes a person sober from this intoxication, the intoxication of this world. And that is the remembrance of death. When we leave this building, this masjid, and we go out in the streets, just think to yourself that right now I am standing upon this earth. A time is going to come when I will be beneath this earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Maulana Imran Sahib for his very beneficial advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to understand and implement the advices that were imparted.